plate a potential nugget.
Moving themes, Sally, I wanted to talk about communication. And I was surprised, actually, to read that there's research which suggests that women are known to speak about 20,000 words a day on average compared to men who speak around 7,000 words on average. Of course, I'm sure there's a spectrum in, yeah, in both situations. But I guess where I was going with this was, you know, as women and men rise, the talk-listen ratio changes as you sort of evolve into a leader. So I was curious, when we think of executive presence, is there a nuance to the way women should think about it compared to men? I guess I'm mixing two questions here, but if you could expand this notion of how communication applies to men and women and how they should find their own authentic style in developing their presence.
Yeah, I think that's a really important question. I mean, first of all, the 20,000 versus seven, it's very helpful to think of it. And it's generally true. I think the research was US based, and I would imagine it plays out some differently to different degrees in different cultures. But what the way that I was using it in the book was talking about, you know, the importance of developing a really concise and clear mode of communication, that especially for women, it helps men who are in positions of influence and authority to really hear you. And my mind goes back to a woman I spent some time with who was the leading operations person in one of the world's largest pharmaceutical companies. And she had been a medical doctor before. And I asked her, you know, what do you think is responsible for your rapid rise in this organization? And she surprised me by saying, I really think what it is I had to learn in my medical practice to be very concise in delivering often very important information to people. Because it wasn't that much time. The appointments are not that long anymore. And she said, and that really served me well here because we have a kind of male tone, as she put it, in this pharmaceutical company and in the sector, she said, where the very crisp and concise communications are valued. And she said, and I saw that there are a lot of really talented women here who just use too many words, and that some of the senior men lose patience and some of their male colleagues can't figure out what they're talking about because they're just a lot of words coming at them. And she said, so what I've tried to do is really make myself a resource for coaching a lot of our extremely talented women to be more concise and to develop more of that, you know, concise leadership tone, being very careful. Now, let's talk about it from the point of view of authenticity, because, you know, on one hand, that's an important observation, but does it sound like what I'm recommending is that women try to talk like men? No, not at all. But in my experience, the most effective leaders are very, very aware of the outsized value every single word they use has. When you're in a position of leadership, people listen to everything you say and try to discern clues about what it might mean or what the hidden message might be for them or what you really want. That's where people's minds are. And the most effective leaders I know are very aware of this. So they are careful in their communications. That doesn't mean they're censoring themselves, but it means that they recognize what they say really has weight. And so they tend to not be quite as profligate, maybe we could say, with words, because they understand that the more words you use, the more potential ground there may be for misunderstanding. And they treat their communications with real respect and seriousness because they know how much impact they will have. So that's where that, I think that looking at it in terms of authenticity is probably not the most helpful thing. What's the most helpful thing? thinking, how can I be as clear as possible? And I know that as a writer, I deal with a lot of, I have big audiences, but I deal with a lot of complicated topics around leadership and, you know, technology, nature of the economy, et cetera. So my goal in everything I write is I want it to be as clear as possible. And I find that when you're in a position of authority, when people are listening to you, that's a good goal to strive for. Not how can I be the most authentic? How can I be really me? Or what's my tone? Try to be as clear as you can. Not redundantly, not repeating over and over, but being as clear as you can the first time. And your tone will evolve naturally from that, is what I find.
I recently came across the app Orai, O-R-A-I, which is an AI-powered app that sits on your phone, gives you an opportunity to record a small sample of your speech, and gives you tailored feedback on what you can do to develop. I just got started on it, and I'm exploring the basic version, but based on my initial usage, it felt like something interesting that I could try without too much dependence on others. In my case, it pointed out that I could try and reduce some of the fillers. I have a tendency to say and so on when I'm speaking impromptu. And it quickly pointed out that too much of usage of those kinds of sounds comes in the way of executive presence. So if you have a moment, I'd urge you to consider trying this app Orai, O-R-A-I.